Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
This was kind of funny because I got to talk to my mom this weekend. And I talk to my mom about once a week, right? Like, it's something that I do quite often because my mom's one of my best friends.
As and she should be.
Yeah, I think, like, a lot of people get to say that. And I also have a really good relationship with Zoe. And it's because of my mom. It's because
she laid the groundwork.
The relationship I have with my mom mirrored the kind of relationship I have with Zoe. And so I'm so grateful for my mom and everything that she does. And I thought that this would be kind of a fun little segment because I love celebrating moms. I do.
Yes.
I love celebrating being a mom. I love celebrating my mom. I love when people call in and tell us about their mom. So this next thing, I just aptly titled, Your Mom. So it's JKJ's Your Mom. Do you want to hear it?
I'm so excited. Play
All right,
it, Katie.
Let's
play
go.
It
Here
for
we go.
Me.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh in the morning.
Dressed like your mom.
She's your mother. You love her.
Hi, Mom.
Hi, Katie Beth.
Oh, okay. Well, happy Thanksgiving, first of all.
And to you, too. Yes, it's coming quick.
It is. And I'm sad I don't get to spend it with you just because, you know, when I think about my favorite Thanksgivings, definitely the ones when I get to be home and eat your food and be around the family and everything, those are definitely my favorite ones. It's just hard to get to North Dakota in the winter, Mom.
I know. It's hard to be in North Dakota in the winter.
It is. You know. But I was actually just thinking about one memory that sticks out for me for Thanksgiving. And it was when I was really young and Zoe was just a baby. And I was hosting my first Thanksgiving and I was calling you for every little thing. Do you remember? And I remember at one point, because I called you when I was getting the green bean casserole together. And I called you on how to prepare the turkey. And then how many times do I baste the turkey? And just every little thing I had to call you. And you're like, you know, Katrina, I have to do my own Thanksgiving too. Like, do you remember that?
Oh, I remember.
But you did teach me a lot because it's an awful big task to take on, especially for your first time, you know?
Well, you're a wonderful cook, though. My mother was a she loved all different kinds of food. So, I mean, we were blessed with that. We got to try new things, and you're doing that now. You know, you try new things all the time, and I just love it. So,
well, and it definitely comes from you because I tell you what, as like a second grader, when I came into school and everyone had spaghetti or tacos, and I'm like, I had chicken cordon bleu, and they're like, what's that? You know? So we felt fancy too. And I know that, like, with Thanksgiving, like, you have to have a memory that sticks out more than any of the others.
Well, I do remember one about you. I mean, you were such a little brat when you were a kid. Until you were about 7-8 years old, you were just a little witchy poo, and you would just throw tantrums.
Mom,
I remember having to. Well, you did. You threw tantrums at the slightest little thing, and I remember one day was at Thanksgiving, and you were throwing yourself on the floor, and you're right at the fridge, and you pounded your arms on the fridge, and the freezer door opened up, and the damn turkey fell out and hit your head. And I shouldn't have laughed, but then I was worried about you. I had a concussion, and I was like, 'cause it was a 20-pound turkey. You know?
That explains so much now, Mom. I was hit in the head with a frozen turkey as a child. No, I remember that, though, and I remember trying to, like, get sympathy from people for it, and they're all like, probably served you right, you know?
Because they knew how you were back then. And, but you grew to be a beautiful, now you know that just when you were little, honey.
But I was a brat, apparently.
When you were little.
I love that. Okay, so Mom, I just want to say, you also just had a birthday, so happy belated birthday. I promise your card's in the mail. I promise.
Oh, good.
Late
good,
as
good,
always,
good.
Right? Like, you can always expect that.
That's okay. I just love a card. I love a card.
I just want you to know, like, you were and are the best mom. Like, I'm so glad I got to learn from you and I get to pass that love on to Zoe because I brag about you to everybody. And, you know, you, even as a kid and all the cousins, we talk about how you were the best mom in the family. We were all so grateful. Like, yeah, we're glad she's ours because our aunts are mean sometimes, you know. So you've always just been such a kind, beautiful person. And I'm so glad that on your birthday, you were able kind of you know, recollect in that and really be proud of where you are, because I'm so proud to call you my mom and I love you so much. And aww. I'm so thankful for you. I am so thankful for you.
And I am thankful for you. I got, you know, that just makes me teary.
Oh, Mom.
Thank you, Katie.
I'm crying too. But happy Thanksgiving. And please give everyone a hug and a kiss for me. And is there anything that you want to say to the listeners, to everybody, like what Thanksgiving means to you and a message that you'd like to extend to everybody in Denver and beyond?
Again, I'm just so thankful. I'm blessed. I'm healthy. I have wonderful friends and family. And I'm able to do things. And yes, life is just great. And then, you know, I don't like being a Debbie Downer. There's always something positive in whatever happens. So I try to look at it that way.
I get it from you, Mom. I love you.
I love you.
All right. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Let's hear it for my mom. Yay!
Woo! Oh, my gosh! Katie!
My mom. Oh, I love her so much.
Love her. Are you kidding me?
Yes.
She is so adorable. And just, I'm sorry, I know you have your little North
Dakota
accent.
Their accent there. Oh.
Everything she said. Oh, I'll cook a Thanksgiving turkey for you. Like, come on.
My mom,
that was
one
adorable.
Of my favorite people on the planet. And again,
meet her. Can she come out?
I mean, seriously. She doesn't like flying on planes. So
I'll
that's
drive her.
Big,
I'll go,
I know.
I'll
like,
go pick her up.
Will you go pick up my mom?
I'll take the old truck out there and I'll go pick her up, Katie Cat.
Let's
so
do
sweet.
It.